Like, why could we? Another person we think about on this Sunday, a woman now long passed away, but considered the founder in some ways of contemporary Unitarian Universalist religious education. Her name is Sophia Lyon Fuss. We use two of her readings almost on an annual basis. She's the one who wrote the reading we use at Christmas time. It says, "Each night the child is born is a holy night." And the other reading of hers that we use on a yearly basis is the one that we're about to share together. One is called "It Matters What We Believe." It's number 657. And our religious education director, Chris Parker, will lead us in that.
Some beliefs are like walled gardens. They encourage exclusiveness and the feeling of being especially privileged.
Other beliefs are expansive and lead the way into wider and deeper sympathies.
Some beliefs are like shadows clouding children's days with fears of unknown calamities.
Other beliefs are like sunshine, blessing children with the warmth of happiness.
Some beliefs are divisive, separating the saved from the unsaved, friends from enemies.
Other beliefs are bonds in a world community, where sincere differences unify the path.
Some beliefs are like blinders, shutting off the power to choose one's own direction.
Other beliefs are like gateways, opening wide vistas for exploration.
Some beliefs weaken a person's selfhood. They blight the growth of resourcefulness.
Other beliefs encourage self-confidence and enrich the feeling of personal worth.
And some beliefs are rigid, like the body of death, impotent in a changing world.
Other beliefs are pliable, like the young sapling, ever growing with the upward thrusts of life.
Thinking on these words, let's spend a few moments in silent reflection. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.